Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, thank you so much for bringing us to this point of bringing the end to the faction. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Okay, we're going to call this Faction Cannot Prevail, number 4. Here's a word from the Lord. Listen carefully why I'm doing this. This is important. This was Debbie Finske, 62923. I want to share a word Jesus shared with me early this morning as I was sitting before him praying and just waiting on him. I heard him speak a couple of thoughts to me. After writing down the second thought, Jesus just kept speaking this encouraging word. Many, so many who have in the past been a part of UBM are beginning now to understand the evil and the dangers of faction. The truth that they are receiving from me is instilling a holy fear within them. This is why I rise up in David, my servant, moving within him to keep talking and warning about this. It has been imperative for him to do so, for faction is a disease, killing many. So many who have not understood this are now finally listening and repenting, and many will return to my ministry of UBM to receive truth once again, for they are aware of the great deadness of their spiritual womb. My truth and a holy fear of me will produce life in them once again. My servant David must not stop speaking about these things, for I will have my way, which is revealing to all I have chosen, the true condition of their hearts. My truth will break out again like a wildfire through the mouth of my servant, for my anointing will not leave him, and my anointed chosen will soon be revealed, and many, many blind eyes will be opened, and the deaf ears will hear. Hearts will be healed, and they will rush under the presence of my anointing, and will grow, and will, with much joy and spiritual vigor, produce much fruit, which will come forth from my life within them. My provision in every way will flow once again. Press in, and I will give abundant blessings. Receive them now as you press in to me, that I may make them manifest unto you. For my spirit is moving, stirring hearts to come back to me and my anointing. They are coming back to the truth. Trust me and wait on me, and you will see soon the outpouring of my spirit and my great supply of provision for my people as the unleavened bread continues to go forth from my anointed and spoken forth from all who have received and believe and are walking the unleavened walk. The time is set for my life received to pour forth from you a flowing stream of life. Remain faithful, humble, and pure. I have not and will not fail of any of my good promises to my unleavened bread ministry. Before I got on the Zoom meeting this morning, I prayed that God would somehow, some way confirm this word, and I believe that he did through some verses that were shared this morning. Deb Horton's scripture that she shared was Jeremiah 32, 6 through 15. The confirming verse is the second part of verse 15. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. I also felt confirmation was received in verse 15 of her scripture verses. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards will again be bought in this land. That is, those taken from their promised land shall return. Amen. Shay shared Philippians 4, 19 through 23, verse 19 and 20. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord, all glory belongs to you. Thank you, faithful Father, for delivering and rescuing those who you will from the evil faction and opening the eyes of those who just could not see to receive the awful truth about faction and so gave up and set aside your truth. Thank you for your blessings now and those you are about to abundantly bestow upon UBM. And for your faithfulness to all over all the world who are faithful to you in giving out the unleavened truth of your word. Amen. Okay, so this first revelation we called Gold Bubble Anonymous. Well, you know, we're going to change this anonymous thing very quickly because we started doing this because the wicked factious leader, Kevin, would attack the people who had the dreams. And so we just tell them, hey, go anonymous, no problem, you know. It's not that we didn't get the attacks off, we always do, but it unless a person is in sin or something, you know. So anyway, I saw David, Michael, and Eve sitting together at David's house. Then I saw a golden light envelop them, surrounding each of them, like a big bubble. It was glowing and shining all over. The light was more intense, closer to their bodies, almost a pure white, and then got more golden towards the bubble edge. It was as though the bubble were a vast number of holy angels, linked in every way around them with no gaps at all. I saw more coloring of the golden hue color when more angels were present. And I asked for a confirmation and got two heads for yes. I then heard this. Eve left the bubble. She has now to understand and seek me. Do not venture out to find her. The bubble is my holy angels surrounding you. Pray and put them to work, but know the divine usage. Well, the divine usage of the bubble, of course, represents the protection that you have when you abide in Christ, right? And, of course, we've been binding, loosing, and sending the angels as instructed. And through the 4th of July, the battle was being won with General Jesus at the head. Praise the Lord. She goes on to say, stay in unison at the innermost sanctum, the Holy of Holies. Your veil will not be lifted. Eve will enter again once she has been completely cleansed and aligned with entirety of Christ, as many more people will also. Yes, that's true. The other women and men that Satanists are taking advantage of are being released through prayer and warfare for them. We are winning this war. You will also see these others, even some whom you have never known or from the distant past, appear to each in vision. So let me say, some of the women were taken into the harem by the stupid spirits and lust spirits the Satanists put on them, and they are being released by warfare. The angels are releasing them. Trust the spiritual, as this is a reality beyond understanding. Your understanding of the life in physical cannot be without my spiritual eternity. Everything is here with me. I have never let go of control. The enemy cannot enter this sacred inner holy place, that is, the golden bubble. Keep the door open to me and your heart, mind, and desire with everything of your ability to give all and seek more of me. Constantly trying and eagerly awaiting my very breath and glance. Feel my pulse raging like a roaring fire and heavy waterfall. I'm ready to burst from within you. And I say that's against the wicked, and it's happening, and it's almost over. And so we'll continue. The holy angels don't know the exact date of Eve's return. I believe it's already happened. But they know that she will be back. Amen. Anonymous continued, David, they said this is a trial for you too, and Father is trying to teach you some things too. It isn't your fault or anything like that, but there are specific things he is teaching you and helping you to overcome. Yes, indeed, is depend more and more on his supernatural power, right? That's one thing. And it has been a trial of crying to the Lord and exercising faith for these poor people. When she returns, she will be in the holy bubble and protection, which is unity with Christ. But it has been temporarily lifted, but she will return unto his glory when God gives her the grace for the repentance. And I believe this has already been done. There is much God is teaching her right now and teaching you and teaching many other people. There is so much more going on than we can see and know. But in the long run, all of this evil is for all of our good and benefit. Amen. Well, Satanism is throughout the land, and we must learn to defeat it, as is happening in the physical. Special forces are collecting these Satanists who are always trafficking the women and the children and taking them to Gitmo and hanging them by the thousands. And I don't know if you know that, but this is a fact. And so exercise your faith and send the angels to do the work. Amen. As you all are manifesting and in agreement in mind, soul, spirit, body with more of Christ, the greater the holy presence and protection. The light pushes back the darkness, but the full 100% glow is for the complete manifestation of Christ. I saw that resting in and only agreeing with the Word, one is in this bubble and protection. But if one even doesn't agree with the Word in one area, it's as if they are sticking their hand out of the bubble, which allows the attacks of darkness. Eve has completely stepped out of the bubble. Her angels are still with her, and they are grieved witnessing this evil. But they know God is the greatest, and His way is the best way. And they know she will return back to Him. I believe this has already happened. The holy angels are also a witness against the fallen angels. I don't want to let my mind even spiritually see the other factious victims. The darkness there is too great, and I just don't want to look at it. It will all get wiped forever anyway. Praise God. They said this just now. A greater anointing is being poured out more and more. We can't get distracted from receiving what God is trying to give us. Further along in His Spirit increasing, she will return. I believe she has. Okay, we'll see shortly. Okay, I'm going to title this Kevin C. Ray, that's R-E-A, and Eddie Brast, Captive Harem. That's their captive harem. That's right. This is anonymous, 62623, with my notes in there. The angels told us this dream is a truthful representation of what is going on. You know, dreams are usually representation. They're not literal, you know, in many cases. And this is true of this one. In my dream, I was a virgin, and I was engaged to be married. And, of course, that's true spiritually speaking, right? I was on my street in front of a united church that was just a house. I have never spoken to the people at this church. There were three men out in front of the building loading their car. One of the men had tattoos on his arms. They started talking to me about Jesus, and I spoke the truth of what God has shown me. And they said that I could sit down in their car to talk. They ended up locking me in the car with them and driving off, and I knew that they were trying to kidnap me. Well, let me say this revelation points out that they have kidnapped all of the women by demonic means, but this also represents snatching some off the street. But I felt God is in control and he will get me out of this, she said. They took me to a giant farm that was owned by a man who had brown hair and his wife had red hair. It looked like they were in their 30s. So this is, of course, the factious leader of our dreams, Satanist Kevin Carl Ray, alias Kevin H. Ray, who has slandered us all over the internet and made Eve his concubine through witchcraft and voodoo that he put upon her. This farm had a giant area that was fenced in, and there were many people in there that weren't allowed to go out. I want to say probably this is not a physical fence. The binding and prison is by witchcraft. Yes, controlling people by witchcraft and voodoo. There was at least 100 people there that were either willingly followers or of this man, or they had been kidnapped and kept there. So let me say many of these people were dumbed down by Kevin's Jim Jones spirits and were taken captive, and the women trafficked to give pleasure to Kevin, who knows who else? We don't know. The men all worked in the fields, and the women did cooking and other work. In other words, they were slave labor, just like it was with Jim Jones. I was given my own room that was inside the fenced area, whereas the people who were there, by their own will, were allowed out of the fenced area. Yeah, if you control a person enough that you know that they're totally willing, these people are going to their homes and so on and so forth, and he's even molesting them in their homes and things like that, okay? The wife tried dressing me up, but she was actually kind, but I couldn't understand why she stayed with her husband. And this was Eve, of course, the red-haired woman, and let him do all these evil things. She seemed really submissive to him, and she went along with whatever he said. That's what they do. They have control. She also said that her husband sleeps with all of the women here and that it will be my turn tonight. Well, Jim Jones did this too and then ended up killing the evidence, like Kevin does spiritually and sometimes literally, according to Claire's dream. But we have the angel's help that is going to report anything amiss, and we bound the spirit of murder on Kevin. So that night, when I was in my given room, the male, Kevin, who runs this place, came in and started speaking with me. He spoke to me as if he was trying to be my friend and to get my favor. But I knew that he was evil and had much pride. He was complaining that only one-third of the people here are women, and that isn't enough for him. He wants more. And that every person here does everything he says, etc. He made it known that I had to sleep with him, and I calmly refused. I don't remember everything that I said, but I somehow convinced him to leave me alone and to not try to stop to sleep with me. Well, he does not force the issue physically, I don't believe, but by witchcraft, voodoo, lust, and fornication spirits that he imparts to his victims to control them and to cause them to like him. Oh my goodness. He was a gross man, but somehow he did what I said when I told him to leave. He left and left me alone. Christians have authority over demons, as Jesus said. If they know they have it, many Christians don't have authority because they don't know they have it. Okay? The next day, his wife asked me how I was able to get him to leave me alone. I don't remember what I said in response to her, though, but she was kind and gentle, and I told her God is taking me out of here, and she couldn't understand how. but she believed God would take me out. So she gently, in a kind, submissive tone, tried to convince me not to leave, because she had been deluded totally, you know. She was deluded by witchcraft and lust put on her like the rest. So we've done warfare for them all, and they are free in Jesus' name. I'll get to that part. But I left anyway. God showed me how to get out through part of the fence, and I just left and walked through a forest to get back to my house. And, of course, this couldn't be physically because she's overseas, right? So it's spiritual, again, representative. I couldn't understand why no one else left or saw the way to get out. Well, their will was hijacked by demons. Yeah. My comment is that Kevin demonized them with witchcraft and voodoo spirits and with lust spirits so that they would want him. Ed, who was trained by Kevin, has three women near Arlington, Texas, last we checked, and we have their names before he made them disappear from the internet. And some in the farm we have. If anything like an accident or, quote, suicide, or they turn up missing, he's going to hang. He will die anyway, according to our dreams and words we received by faith at random. This word first, this morning. That's right. That's the first word that came up. 2 Samuel 19:4. And the king cried with a loud voice, O my son, Absalom. O Absalom, my son, my son. Well, this is Kevin, who was my son. But he never gave up his lusts. Okay, Absalom hung himself just like Judas, so it's a parallel, right? And here is Anonymous's note. We asked if we should turn them in to the law, but the angels said that they could do much more than the law. And this has been proven true. with the Lord's permission, we gave Kevin a condition which would save the women if met. We would not turn him over to the special forces who are collecting these Satanists for trafficking and hanging them. And we knew he would not accept this because of his pride, and that the angel forces would take care of him as they have. Father said he would teach Eve humility through this process. This will eventually lead to the spiritual blessings and other things that will come in the future and for eternity, and from falling away and coming back, even greater, etc. Also, the ripple effect also of the testimony that will glorify God to others and many others of that sort. That even the evil is blessing, although it might not look like it is at the moment, and physical, but will be and will show itself to be good in the time to come. Notice this is going on all over the world. A testimony like this is going to affect people on how to win this thing. And my thought has been to believe for a miracle rather than just the normal, long, drawn-out process of teaching people humility. But a miracle can be in a blink. My son Nathan bought a bird that hated him, and he was going to bring it back to the store. And I said to him, let's pray over him. And we did, and in the morning, he was a born-again bird. He loved Nathan. The parakeet had a total brain change overnight. Now, what happens to people when they get saved? A total change. God can change people quickly. This process, of course, has been teaching people that are in there, you know, what's going on and how to draw close to the Lord and so on. So when a person comes to the Lord, they get a miracle. And she left the Lord and the comeback can be normal or a miracle. Mark 11 and 24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you received them, and you shall have them." She is coming back with a miracle. So, we've had dreams of her coming back and having to go through a process of deliverance. And so, I don't think so. I think she's going to come back with a miracle. "I received this for Eve and the others two times and confirmed it with two heads." Isaiah 51 and 14. "The captive exile shall speedily be loosed, and he shall not die and go down into the pit." Amen. All things that we were wondering about, because we had had dreams about them trying to kill her to get rid of the evidence. It didn't happen. And we bound it for that reason. "And neither shall his bread fail. We have prayed and believed for them." Not only Eve, but the other women who are captive there. Some of them been there for years. Luke 18, 7 and 8. "And shall not God avenge his elect that cry to him day and night? And yet he is long-suffering over them. I say unto you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" You need to have faith that this will happen. You know, we can't send curses to anybody, Jesus said, right? But this is one thing you can do. "Cry unto the Lord that he avenge these people speedily." These men have much blood on their hands, and God will avenge their victims. Cry for it. "I received by faith at random," Psalm 92, 9 through 11. This is me again. "For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn hast thou exalted like the horn of the wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also has seen my desire on mine enemies. Mine ears have heard my desire of the evildoers that rise up against me." Okay, this one we called Rampant Evil. Anonymous 6:29-23. "I dreamt that the world had forsaken God and his ways, and transgender evil was rampant everywhere, and it was an offense to speak about Jesus. The majority of adults were evil and involved in sexual abuse practice. I met so many children that had been sexually abused in schools and other so-called trusted areas of care." Well, the children has a double meaning here. The children could also represent those who are immature in Christ that have been taken captive from their school, like UBM, and abused by the factious leader, who is Kevin C. Ray, R-A-E. And this is just like the parallel in the world, the work of the deep state operations that have been going on underground for decades. And they are part of the same dragon devouring the helpless. "These abused children," she said, that I had met, "I adopted them, but not legally. I took them on as my own, and they came and lived with me in a safe zone. They never had to go back to where evil had previously been done to them." Again, this is a representation. This adoption, in many cases, is by prayer and warfare for them. "You can send forth the angels and help these and deliver them from captivity and make them safe." So this is also the elect coming out of the factious Satanist camps into the truth again by our prayers and warfare. "You can adopt these helpless children of God, many who were stolen from our UBM school by faction since 2011. And on a physical level, many of the children they are rescuing from underground tunnels and dumps where they have been tormented by the deep state Satanists. This is their habit. They're all very evil people and are being taken care of and receive deliverance from their captors. These are two sides of the same coin and the same dragon seeking to devour the man-child, the woman, and the woman's seed, right? I could see demons in people, and those in whom I saw lust and perversion, I rebuked them and told them to go away, and they had to leave immediately, and they couldn't get close to me. There was a group of people, I don't know who they were, but they were secretly kidnapping pedophiles and locking them up in a building in the forest. And when the building was packed full of these evil people, the entire place was set on fire. I heard there were 12 police officers in there that died too. Yes, it's in the Satanists are in the police. They're in the government. They're in places to protect their friends, right? So this sounds like what the Alliance and Special Operations, who are part of Trump's military, they are rounding up these perverts and are prosecuting them in large groups. In other words, they would prosecute at one time a large group of these that were charged with the same things, right? And on a spiritual level, these people will go through the fire, okay? 2 Kings 10:25, and it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, go in and slay them, let none come forth. And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the captains cast them out and went to the city of the house of Baal. And they brought forth the pillars that were in the house of Baal and burned them. And they break down the pillars of Baal and break down the house of Baal and made it a draught house until this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. We can destroy an awful lot of Satanism out of America if people will pay attention to the things we've been teaching about the angels. Things that the military cannot do and could never catch up to, the angels can do it. And they are ready. They are ministering spirits sent forth to do service for them that are heirs of salvation. Okay, we call this one cut off. Samuel 5:12-9:22. I had a vision of a very sharp-edged and large, heavy metal door, larger than a warehouse garage and thicker than a bomb shelter type, representing the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12, living is the word of God, and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, both joints and marrow, and a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. When it closed, it came down with such force that nothing would stop it from being closed. It closed so fast and hard with a very loud bang that anything in the way was broken and sliced apart. It resembled a gigantic guillotine. And the action on coming down to close was a lightning quick and powerful motion. So this representing the righteous and the holy judgment of God, which the factious and antichrist will soon receive and are receiving, I will say. This is Jesus' stained garment with the blood of the Edomite faction. Amen. Matthew 10:34, she said, think not that I came to bring peace on the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. A sword separates, right? Matthew 24:50, the Lord of that bondman shall come in a day when he expecteth not, and in an hour that he knoweth not, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Also, Jesus is the door. John 10:7-10 says that. I'll just read this part. Jesus therefore said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. The door separated between two places. One place was a brightly lit interior with a white and clean space, while the other space was a dark, gloomy, and creepy outside area. So it's outside the house, right? So this represents the soul, which is full of light of Christ, and the other, whose soul has been darkened by sin and the lusts of the flesh, an antichrist spirit, which is outside the body of Christ. So it also represents those in the house and those that are out of the house. As in Adam all died, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. So there are people that are part in and part out. Okay? Matthew 25:32-33 says, And before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Matthew 6:22 The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee is darkness, how great is the darkness! I then saw that a man was standing there right beneath the open door at the entryway. The man had one leg and arm and some of his body on the outside. That means outside the house of God, probably, and outside the bubble, you know. And the rest of his body was on the inside. Without any care or in complete ignorance, he stayed there. It was as if this man was content to remain under the door and not move. A lot of people don't know that this is the case. They're lying. Preachers have told them, you're once saved, always saved. Don't worry, it's your shoe end, and so on and so forth, you know. So the lukewarm are part in the world and part in the kingdom. But they will be cut off. And also representing the factious who did not receive correction and repent for sin. They will be cut off from the body of Christ. Ecclesiastes 9:12 says, For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. Even so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. And Luke 3:9 And even now the axe lieth at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that bringeth not forth fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. So the axe is like that too, right? In 1 John 2:4 Who saith that I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not him in this man. I was horrified as I terrifyingly saw the door suddenly slam shut and sever off the parts of his body that hung on the outside. Psalm 37:9 For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait for the Lord, they shall inherit the land. And let me say that the lukewarm shall be spewed out of the body of Christ. Psalm 129:4 says, The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Luke 11:17 But he knowingly in their thoughts saith unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is made desolate, and a house divided against a house falleth. Matthew 5:30 And if thy right hand stumbleth thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members perish, and not thy whole body go into Gehenna. When I came out of the vision, I had sweats and shakes. It was immediately brought to my remembrance the verses relating to, quote, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth in outer darkness, unquote, and the other verse regarding the 30, 60, and 100-fold. Matthew 22 and 13. Then the king said to the ministers, bind him hand and foot, and cast him out into outer darkness. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. And Matthew 13 and 23. And he sown upon good ground, this is who heareth the word and understandeth it, who verily beareth fruit and bringeth forth, the one 100-fold, the 160, and the 130. And I felt this was a warning to be seeking to have 100% of Christ. Nothing else mixed in, right? Okay, the Lord will judge the factious enemy. And this is written by me. God's about to judge the wicked who have abused his children. Isaiah 40 and 10, behold, the Lord will come as a mighty one. That's the man-child, reformers. And his arm will rule for him. Of course, we know the arm of the Lord is Jesus himself. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense is before him. Well, notice that the Lord smites the factious and then rewards the bride for her crucifixion by them. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom, and will gently lead those that have their young. He judged them in Isaiah 62, 11 through 63 and 6. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the earth, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. In other words, God's going to save the bride. And behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. 63 and 1. Who is this that cometh forth from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? That's the Edomite sheepfold, Bozrah. This that is glorious in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me. Yea, I trod them in mine anger, and trampled them in my wrath, and their life blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my raiment. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I trod down the peoples in mine anger, and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their life blood upon the earth. And of course, the year of his redeemed has come. He's come to redeem them. We've been redeemed out of the curse. We've been redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. All this is said in the scriptures. And Pharaoh's army was destroyed at the Red Sea, but the people of God celebrated on the other side. Isaiah 63, 11 through 14. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit in the midst of them? Isaiah 64 and 1 through 4. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might quake at thy presence. I believe that the deep state will be retaliating with earthquakes when the Lord returns in his man-child, and possibly Planet X also. Verse 2. To make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence, when thou didst terrible things which we looked not for. Thou camest down, the mountains quaked at thy presence. For from of old men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, neither hath the eye seen a God besides thee, who worketh for him that waiteth for him. Here's a dream of the faction bombed and scattered, and the elect's return. In other words, this is also a representation. This was given to Eve Brass, 2020. I dreamed that I was dark. It was dark outside, and I was standing in a line with local UBM brethren. Well, Eve, along with local UBM, was being used to represent the corporate body of the Bride of Christ. And we were all facing the factious enemy's camp and holding hands and praying. Yeah. The bride must stand united against the faction and their witchcraft in prayer and spiritual warfare. Everybody out there is in this war. The camp was being bombed from above, and I saw a bombed out vehicle about 50 yards in front of our prayer line. Vehicles represent lives. It appears that God is going to recompense the wicked for their evil committed against his children. I saw a group of factious men who had been standing in front of the vehicle begin to scatter because of the bombings. And one of the factious men who was holding a packet of legal documents was ducking for cover and trying to run away towards his left from the bombed out camp. Well, I know what this is. The legal documents represent the factious leader's plan to sue UBM and David. Fat chance. Also, the accuser of the brethren, Satan, persecutes the righteous through his vessels or vehicles of dishonor with his accusations in the court of heaven. I could see little embers from the bombings floating around in the air. Then a black woman who was deceived by faction appeared in front of me in our prayer line. This may represent another dream we had of her dying by a plague but repenting. And we've had dreams of other factious people dying of the plagues too. And this could represent some of the bombing of their camp. Her skin and clothing were charred from the bombings, and she was very thin now. Lost a lot of flesh, maybe, huh? She was dressed in a large floral print dress that was all tattered, and her hair was all a mess, and there was blood on her face and her mouth. Well, the blood on her mouth represents devouring the saints by slander. Okay. She was crying and weak, and she was holding out her hands towards me, palms up in repentance. And then I woke up. Also, some who have been deceived by the faction will return as a result of the judgments upon them from God, and also being delivered out of these camps, right? The Lord judges the faction and then gives the bride her reward. It was so with the bride and the man-child in Esther. The King of Kings gave authority to Esther and Mordecai to destroy Haman and his people in Purim, and then rewarded Esther and Mordecai. We received this by faith at random this morning. Esther 10, 1 through 3. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and his might, and the full account of the greatness of Mordecai, meaning little man, which is a man-child. Whereunto the king advanced him. For Mordecai, in verse 3, the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the good of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. Yep. The man-child will be under the King of Kings, which is what Ahasuerus represented, and to do this work. Well, it was so with the bride and the man-child in Joel chapter 2. The northern army advanced toward Jerusalem, the bride. They cried unto the Lord, and the bride and man-child were revealed to the people at that time. The Lord then smote the army, and then rewarded the bride with revival and restoration from all the years that they went through. This is going to be a wonderful restoration. And this was the Assyrian army of Sennacherib, who were smitten of the Lord by killing 185,000 in one night. And here it is, Joel chapter 2, 16. Gather the people, sanctify the assembly, assemble the old men, gather the children, those that suck the breasts, and let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Well, you can see the man, child, and bride were revealed in this battle. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive it into a land barren and desolate, its forepart into the eastern sea, and its hinder part into the western sea. And its stench shall come up, and its ill savor shall come up, because it hath done great things. 23-25. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he giveth you the former rain in just measure, and he causeth to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Yes, he's going to restore it all. So we see again the judgment of the enemies, like the Red Sea, and then the reward of the bride. And it was so with the bride and the man-child in 2 Chronicles 20. The three armies advanced towards Jerusalem, representing the bride. The Jehoshaphat commanded the praisers to the front line. The enemies killed each other off. The people took the plunder, and as it will be with the deep state and our faction. So 2 Chronicles 20, 22 through 23. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set liers in wait against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, that were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, that's Edom's leadership, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, there, everyone helped to destroy another. Yep, God does this, and there was great havoc in the camp because of this. Everybody's blaming everybody. So what has happened to prove this will happen with the faction? Some of our missionaries were killed by the factious Catholics who blamed us for converting their cult members with the word and saving them. Yeah, having great success. Everybody can know you can't compare the two. They commanded us to get out of their country or we would all die. They did a black mass to enforce this, and we called upon the Lord, who then started a war between the Catholics, Coptics, and JWs, who were persecuting their Christian missionaries. So then, they were killing each other off for weeks. And this happened as it did with Abimelech and the men of Shechem, like I showed the lead evangelist over there. I gave him this example as a way to combat their enemies. The Catholics said it was my black magic that I did to them and are doing a black mass, which is witchcraft, of course, to get rid of us. But they are still being killed by the grace of God. And the Christian missionaries have been spared all of this civil war. And also President Trump and the alliance have started the mass arrests of the elites with their deep state leadership in the nations and are trying and sentencing many to death by hanging or by bullet. Thousands of elites and many more deep state leaders are being removed. The witches around the world are with these Satanists to support them and to destroy the alliance and Christians. But they are failing, and so will our faction. We have received from the Lord that there is a parallel between Trump draining the political swamp and the man-child draining the church swamp. So all of this is a type for us. Here's an email that I sent to the traffickers. Traffickers, Kevin and Ed, the Lord showed us you are Satanists and sex traffickers, but we will let the professionals prove that. We have, in other words, this was to put fear in them that they are vulnerable and they are known, right? We have had a detective on your case of sorts, this is true. And we know some of the names of the women you have trafficked. And we know your perverse sex history, too, that you have bragged about. And there's nothing hidden from God. Repent and stop this immediately. We saw that you told Eve to leave her house with her son and girlfriend there and to go to her empty apartment where you could have undisturbed sex with her in her deluded state. We know you have those who are willing and those who are unwilling to have this with you, perverts, and we have some names. And when you send witchcraft and voodoo into a woman to make them mindless, and also all of your lust and fornication demons so that they want to have sex with someone they hated before, this is called rape. The women and girls you snatched and those taken from the factious are there against their original will. Hypnotists have been charged with lesser than these crimes. This is illegal, immoral. Cease and desist immediately. You are a sex trafficker. A person does not have ownership and is not property. God, what God creates, only He can destroy. And a note here, the angels had already told us that they could handle this better than any law or military, but I knew he wouldn't believe this. So I brought it down to the physical for him to know that there is a threat against his evil kingdom, right? Do you know General Eric M. Smith? You will if you do not do what is right. He and the special forces have collected thousands of your Satanist buddies for doing what you do and hung them. This method is a kinder way compared to the written methods God could do to you. In other words, what's written in the scripture about them is pretty tough. Turn and repent immediately. Of course, he doesn't believe the scripture, so that I just threw that in there. Put away your AK-47. This is foolish. He has used the special forces to collect your Satanist friends who have done the same thing as you, and Jim Jones of Guyana fame, and your creepy resemblance to this evil man. He also had sex with all the husbands and wives and girls. With all the husbands, wives and girls, like you. And like you, he tried to cover up all the evidence by killing his victims. God told us he would kill you both. You send all of the women with Eve in the lead to us now, and we will do deliverance and send them to their families. If any are harmed or have an accident or a suicide, we will bring in the insiders to witness against you. Well, we knew that these were angels who have been telling us what they are doing. Our info is in the hands of an intermediator who knows what to do with it. This warning is out of love for a last chance. Take heed quickly. This is not a threat. This is based on factual evidence and justice impending in the very short term. Act quickly to remedy what will be taken back. Your salvation is at hand, and take down the slander. You have trespassed on our property 3 times, and twice we saw you or your people here, and that was in the middle of the night seeking to break into our house. Please act now for these women's sake. David. Anonymous. I asked God for a verse last night on what he thinks of the email David sent to Kevin and Ed, and I landed on glorified God. Matthew 9 and 8. But when the multitude saw it, they were afraid and glorified God who had given such authority unto men. Now here's a good report from the angels on the war front, and this was on July the 4th. Today, things are totally different. Question, what are the angels telling you about news from the enemy's camp? Quote, we have broken through. The enemy defense. We took charge of all lurking and guardian demons with overriding authority given by General Jesus. He reassigned them to completely different sectors of the spiritual. They have no more involvement in obeying the human leader. We broke through to surround this human and baited out every personal demon. See, he can't do anything if you took his demons, right? He can't do it. He has no power. Each demon was spoken to, and they are to completely ignore us and not report to the human or have any reaction to us. In other words, they have been neutralized. They will not strike back. We then filled every space and declared complete control under General Jesus. Not one reaction or indication of anything the enemy is doing in response. There is not and will not be a counterattack. We have alerted those who need to know for rescue and to be prepared for escape. The ones who have been The ones who have been alerted, it is in their spirit that we gave them the information. And most of them have been altered in the mind and have been hurt in soul. The trauma to their bodies is mostly a mind control and lack of nutrition and sleep. We won't be divulging on the worst acts, as these and all others will be restored. We now await the timing of the next phase of attack. There are external aspects that we are awaiting from other divisions with similar attacks and rescue. This is being coordinated together so not one soul is left behind. Well, that's as we prayed, exactly. And this is a worldwide effort. You see, folks, everything is ordered of the Lord. This timing that we're bringing this to an end here is also a timing where this is being brought to an end elsewhere. Some have been, I've said from the beginning, they will never be able to round up all the Satanists and all the factious people. It has to be God. Well, it is. He is in the fray. So, some have been in this fight for many years. Today we have now secured many souls for safety in the Lord's name. Await further information. Keep praying. So, another question. How goes the war? I saw all these different trails of smoke above that all made a giant plume of smoke that filled the sky. Well, again, this is a representation of the war happening in the spirit realm. And then I looked down and I saw a battlefield, and I saw holes that a bomb goes off in a big battle, charred ground, things being broken, lots of wrecked items and heaps of piles and dotted everywhere on fire, making these smoke trails. Angels were in large number, adding to these piles with stuff I couldn't make out. An angel dressed like a soldier and dirty, like he had been very busy and hard at work. I believe he was dressed like this to make a point. He was nice And he said, as if reporting in to a commander, "Still going at it. We are making good progress." And I asked, "What is all the smoke?" And he simply said, "The fat is burning and the stubble is on fire." The translation there, in other words. This is the interpretation of what you're reading about there. He's burning up some fat and burning up wood, hay, and stubble. What effects have happened with the enemy today? Completely infiltrated, and everything is compromised. Stay tuned. Anything we should do now? Keep routing out and exposing all darkness. Keep holding and seeking the truth in my word. You all need to abide in me. That's the bubble. This train will increase in speed, and we strongly advise to hold tight. I felt that there will be a time of repentance, and these things will be another type of season. Vision number one. I saw a holy angel dancing in praise to the Lord, and I felt that what we need to keep doing, celebrate the victory with praise and worship and all things. Yeah, amen. Vision number two. I saw many demons being arrested and put into prisons, but there were still some that hadn't been rounded up. I felt they are high-level ones and are hiding. Of course, this was July the 4th. Independence Day. I got reminded how it's usually the lower level mafia that gets caught, but the leader is so hard to get because they are hidden and have many to hide them behind. Okay. But now these higher ranked ones don't have their help, so it makes them stress and it's more difficult for them. I asked how to get rid of these ones, and I heard, "Believe their time will come and is coming soon." God could wipe them all out in a moment, I got to tell you, but they have a work to do. They're there. They chase them. They bring into captivity people who are stubbornly going their own way, and so on and so forth. The devil is used, you know, to chasten God's people who are out of line. Well, okay. We've gone a little bit over, but that's okay. God bless you, saints. This battle is near about over, and we have won by the grace of God. Amen. Good night.